Somebody was walking down the street one day and he notices a $100 bill floating down in front of his eyes and falls to the floor in front of him. And he thinks, wow, this is my lucky day. $100 bill just came to me. And then he sees another $100 bill floating close by. And he looks up and he sees an amazing sight. He sees a 3-year-old child that's by one of the windows of one of the local apartments on the 3rd floor. And this child has obviously taken his father's wallet and slowly but surely emptying the wallet out to his delight over the street below him. And the child is having a great time, and this spectator is watching to see how this is going to develop, and he sees the father comes to the window and says, "Hey, what are you doing with my wallet?" And he looks down and he sees all these bills all over the floor, and he starts screaming at the son and starts crying, and then comes downstairs to try and get the $100 bill. And the son can't understand, what's the big deal? Pieces of paper anyway, who cares? The father understands it's of value. It's something that was worth something. Yep, Rosh Chodesh Elul. Here we are again. Can we believe that it happened so quick? We just got over Tisha B'Av. The scary time of Tisha B'Av and the Churban Bayis, Beis HaMikdash, And now it's Elul. And they scare us again. Because, it's only another month until Rosh Hashanah, till you're going to be judged, and everything you say, and everything you heard, and everything you did, and everywhere you went is going to be on the record, and it's all going to be judged. It's a pretty scary time of year, but the truth is it's not. Because if we take a moment to realize, what is it all about? Why did Hashem give us Elul? I was speaking recently to a non-Jewish person, a religious non-Jewish person who was really asking about the various times of the year that Jewish people have, and I explained to him, we have times of the year that sort of affect different things. Like, for example, the time of the year that we're just about to enter right now, we're holding right now by Rosh Chodesh Elul. Rosh Chodesh Elul is a wonderful, wonderful opportunity. Opportunity for what? So Rav Avigdor Miller once said over at Moshe, he said a CEO of a large business once hires a special person to look over his books in an effort to save some money and improve his business. And the guy comes in and he starts telling you, wow, what a great business you have, and you're doing everything so well and everything's so great and you're amazing. And he gives a lot of positive reinforcement. And this CEO gets angry at him and says, excuse me, I didn't hire you to tell me how good things are and what a great job that I'm doing. Why did I hire you? To find problems, even the smallest ones, and let me fix them. That's exactly what this time of year is. That's exactly what the Rabbeinu Shalom gave us these days, starting from today, Rosh Chodesh Elul, up until Rosh Hashanah, including Yom Kippur and Sukkot and everything else that goes together with it, is a chance for us to look, to see, what can we improve on? How can we become better? But it goes further than that. One of the Ger Rebbes once said over the following Moshe, that thousands of Hasidim were lining up to pass their Rebbe. Each one had a few seconds to make a request before the Gabba would shove them ahead and give the next person in line a chance. One of the Hasidim had a bit of a stutter. And when it was his turn to speak to the Rebbe, so he was stuttering, he couldn't get any words out, and before he had a chance to get anything out, the Gabbai pushed him along, and he didn't get a chance to say anything. And he was so upset, waiting so long for the Rebbe, didn't manage to say anything. So the person behind him saw what went on, he said, I've got a good idea. Why didn't you start speaking before you get to the Rebbe? This way, when you get to the Rebbe, you'll actually have what to say. That's what Elul is. That's what this time of year is. You can't just roll into Rosh Hashanah, roll into Yom Kippur and say, all right, open up the Atzkor Machsa and go. Just daven and everything will be great. We'll have a great year and we'll have an atonement for all our various. It doesn't work that way. You need the Elul. You need a preparation. You need time to think, to look, to see what can we do to improve ourselves. As all the Hasidic Shasvarim bring the marshal of the king, that's all year round in the palace. But once a year he parades around and goes and meets the commoners and goes to all the little villages, and anybody has a chance and an opportunity to ask for whatever they want. This is the time right now. It's Elul. It's a time where the Rabbeinu Shalom is found right close to us. He wants us. He's waiting for us to come home. Like a father waiting for his son to come back. He's waiting for us. He's waiting for us to make that move, to make that step. Think for a moment in the time that we have in Elul about what we can do to improve ourselves. How can we become better people? And what can we do to prepare ourselves for the great day of Rosh Hashanah? And if we do this, we'll have a wonderful opportunity on the day of Rosh Hashanah to really experience that we understand how we want to become better and we want a good year. And the Mitzvah Hashem will give us a wonderful, wonderful year. A good Chodesh.